You know, one of the things that it does certainly seem like that women struggle with, it's a ubiquitous struggle, is the confidence factor. Am I good enough? Am I smart enough? I put a call out the other day for Sarah Says, for people who have problems that they want answers to. And one of the themes of that was, how can I feel like a tiger one day and the next day I just don't even want to get out of bed? And it's a confidence issue. And there are lies that we tell ourselves. There are lies that we're taught. There are lies that we seem to absorb from the media and from listening to our friends talk. But what are the truths relative to confidence? My guest today, Coach Joanne Marceau, who's a certified results coach, and I have been talking over the past few weeks about the confidence factor and some lies that we tell ourselves. And our first show was about confidence coming from others, from their praise or approval or appreciation of what we do, and how that lie can impact us. The second lie was, if we focused on the why, we can figure it out and we'll get better. And that lie is certainly a rabbit hole. And then our last show, we talked about the lie of confidence being strictly a mental, emotional thing. I would encourage you to dig back through the archives and get your hands on those shows. They're powerful shows. Today is no different. Today's show is equally powerful, and we're going to be talking about the fourth lie in this series in our new short form format. So put on your seatbelt and join me as I welcome back to the show, Joanne Marceau. Joanne, thanks so much for making time to join me today.
Thank you, Sarah. It's just always a pleasure to be here talking about confidence.
It is. And I know that as a certified results coach and the work that you do with women and the speaking and all the other things that you do, this is certainly not something that only one woman struggles with. So that people know, I always feel like it's important that people know you're not my best friend's brother's cousin's neighbor who just happened to read a good book. Would you share with the listeners just a little bit about you and how you got where you are today?
Yes. No, I am not your neighbor's cousin. I'm a certified results coach, and I work primarily with women in supporting them in managing their mindset so that they achieve the results that they want. And I've owned my business for many, many years now. I've always been a teacher. It breaks my heart when I see any individual who has a dream and is just stuck in a gap where they can't get out of their can't get out of their own shadow to fulfill their full potential. And those are the people that I work with and support.
And I think one of the things that's really important for the listeners to recognize is that you're not alone. If you're struggling with confidence, you're not the only one. I think sometimes, and again, women in particular think, everybody else feels great about themselves, and I'm the only one who thinks I'm an idiot. And that's so not true. And so today's lie, I think, is particularly important because it is relative to our desire to compare. And so would you talk a little bit, introduce the lie, and just expand on the concept of it, please?
Well, the lie is that you can actually tell how confident someone is by watching them or by observing them. And it's a lie because you can never tell how confident a person is. We are all, as you said earlier when we started the show, we have good days and bad. And that's, you're not alone if that happens. That one day you feel like a tiger and the next day you feel like creating a day with your head under the covers in the bed. So that's a really normal human thing. Who you would be comparing yourself to is the person of that moment, in that moment, in that circumstance, in that environment, and that may not be how confident that person feels inside at all. When you're comparing your insides to somebody else's outsides, it's, as you said earlier, it's not a rabbit hole you want to go down. Nothing good comes of that.
Sure, and the reality of it is that we tend to then measure our confidence compared to, you know, you and I are in the same room. I'm maybe having a little bit of a wimpy day. I see you and I have a sense that you're all confident and secure. And I'm thinking, oh, she's got her shit together and I am just a loser over here. And that impacts us in that. Then we begin to tell ourselves stories from that. And so I think the important thing for, you know, anybody who's listening is to recognize that comparison is the thief of our joy. It's the thief of our success. Mm-hmm. It's the thief of our ability to focus on what we need to be doing. So talk about the mindset reset. We've been comparing. I look at you and you're so confident and I'm so not. But that's not right. So how do we reset our minds to begin to move in more positive directions?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the first step is to stop it. That to be aware that
just,
if you're...
Just stop it.
Just stop it. and stop it, like, it's a little bit like dropping a hot potato. If you're holding it, you really can drop it. And each one of us has the ability to drop that thought, that desire to compare. And it is like a little tasty tidbit. I want to compare. Our minds want to compare. And so the first step is really to interrupt that desire to compare. And being aware that when you're comparing, when you give in to that desire to compare to another person, you're comparing your insides to their outside. And there is no advantage to that. So learning and being aware and accepting that that is not the preferable course is the first step in the reset. To actually know that that's an illusion that you're comparing to, even if it seems real, that somebody is looking really confident and really together that day, and that you're not, that that's an illusion, and that spending time with that illusion actually takes you further and further down, can actually cause you to experience less of your own confidence when you compare to somebody else. So the first step to... Literally to stop it.
Stop it.
And then we'll get to the
well, and you know, here's,
gives you something to replace it with.
Yeah, and see, here's the other thing to me is that even if they are confident, even if it you know, as you say, it can be an illusion or it could be real, but the truth of the matter is so what? I just don't think anybody thinks about that. So what? Good for them, because then, don't you agree, and this is a rabbit hole, and so stop me, but I also think that this is where we get into the combativeness. I have to tear you down because you're confident. You feel good about yourself, and maybe you really do, or maybe you're just faking it until you make it. I don't know that, but it takes the focus off me, off what I need to be doing, off my work. You know, I love your idea of the mindset that we're comparing our inside confidence to their outside confidence, and it's like apples and artichokes.
Exactly. And I love the concept that if I spend my time comparing myself to you, then I have less time to spend on my own personal development. I have less time to spend on my own awareness. I have less time to spend on doing the action items that we're going to talk about in a minute that help to reset your confidence. If I'm focused way out there on somebody else, it's easier to do that. And it takes away from our energy to focus on our own growth and our own confidence.
And I have to toss this in there. So you, and I know this has probably happened to you before. I exude confidence because of what I learned years ago that you reinforced in our last show about the physicalness of confidence, of how we hold ourselves. Mm-hmm. But here's the hilariousness of it. It seems on my weakest days, on the days where I'm like, well, who the hell do you think you are? You know, the self-talk of,
you have that
I cannot
too.
Believe... Oh my gosh, that little witch will not shut up. And on those days when I am at my weakest, I will inevitably have somebody come up and say, oh my God, you know, you're so confident. You seem so comfortable with yourself. And I'm just like, if you could get in my head for just 10 minutes. I mean, so this is the thing. This is what I want listeners to hear you say. you're comparing what you think is going on in my head to how you mm-hmm. feel. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there are days where I'm just like, you are a nut job, Sarah. You will never get this done. Nobody, I mean, and so listen to what Joanne's saying, because you cannot measure my confidence based on what you think I am doing here. So we're using our new tools, and I want to get right to the action. So let me reiterate what Joanna said, that the lie is that you can look at someone else and say how confident they are. And by doing that, we're distracting from ourselves. And the reset is, stop it. I love that. The reset is just stop it. Stop it and drop it. That's right. But I want to spend the bulk of the time, the next few minutes, talking about what are some action items. And you and I have talked about this before, and as a listener, I just want to encourage you to do not disconnect just because some of these may seem awkward to you. They are really great ideas. So, Joanne, if you would, what are some of the action items when we get stuck in this particular rabbit hole?
After we've dropped it and stopped it, this is where to go, because the one thing we don't want to do is create a vacuum. If we stop doing something, it's going to get, the space energetically is going to get filled with something in our brain. So it is important to replace or insert the thing that you want. And so that's what these action items are all about, is inserting the things, the thinking, the ways of being, of faking it until you make it. We want to insert those. So the first thing that most of our listeners have heard about is probably affirmations, to say affirmations either out loud, preferably in a mirror. And that is pretty common, and there are varying opinions out there about whether affirmations work or not. And there's a new twist that I'd like to share with the audience, which is most of us use an affirmation in the first person. I am confident. I am comfortable. I am calm. I am peaceful in crowds, that kind of thing. That's the standard affirmation format. And there are more powerful ways in which to use that tool. The way in which I suggest with the action item is that you put something in front of it rather than I. So the second most powerful thing is to stand in front of the mirror and say, you are confident. You are comfortable in a crowd. The third phase is actually even a little less comfortable, but of course, also the most powerful, which is to say, Joanne is, or Sarah is. Sarah is confident. You, Sarah, are confident. You, Joanne, are calm and peaceful and focused in large crowds. And when you use those words in front of your affirmation, it strengthens it in your subconscious mind. You actually have a better chance of believing it. You have a better chance of quieting down. I call her Miss Nasty Pants, who's saying, who the heck do you think you are? She's Miss Nasty Pants in my mind.
Love that.
So we all have them. And she's, you know, I know her, and she never goes away for any of us. And I've also befriended her. So when it's either Nasty Pants or me, if I'm standing in front of the mirror saying, you are calm and confident in all situations, then at least Miss Nasty Pants, I have a chance of quieting her down. And so that's what affirmations are designed to do, is give you a tool that quiets and calms that inner voice down.
And I want to reiterate this, and this is where I think we miss a big opportunity. This isn't where you're going out in public and you're talking in third person in front of other people. So, I mean, you know, yes, it feels awkward, but we're not asking you to you know, be a target of ridicule. What we're saying, and I have not gotten to, I just, pure transparency, I have not gotten to where I'm able to comfortably talk to myself in third person, but I am getting much better at looking in the mirror and saying, you are awesome. You can do this. It is awkward. So as a listener, don't think that either Joanne and I are saying, yeah, this is easy. You're just the only weirdo who can't do it. That's not true. It is awkward because we're taught not to talk like that. And so these action items are great. And I know that you do have a handout if folks want to get their hands on these lies and the action items that they can connect with you. And I want to, again, we're in our short form format, and so we're going to wrap this up. We did talk about the lie today about confidence not being something that you can evaluate by looking at another person, and it is not worth the time that you're taking to do it, so stop it. Would love to let folks know, how can they connect with you directly, Joanne, because you are a speaker. You also do coaching. You do coaching all over the country because the world is simply getting smaller and smaller with all the digital opportunities we have to connect. So how can people connect with you directly?
Best way is to join my Facebook group, which is called The Unstoppables. So it's plural, or you can search for my name and find the group that way. The Unstoppables. And the full document with all seven lies are out as soon as you're a member of that group. You'll have access to the full document. The other way is to join my mail list on my website, and my website is jmarceau.com. And there's also an extra gift out there, because on either of those, either the Unstoppables group or on my website, I have a new downloadable mindset application, which gives people those affirmations in an application, and that is free when you join the list.
It is, as always, a delight to have you here with us, and I certainly look forward to having you back again, and I thank you for the time that you gave us this today.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, and I look forward to talking about lie number 5 soon.
I want to remind you that my guest today was Joanne Marceau, a certified results coach. We've been focusing on the lies that take the wind out of your confidence, and you can find her on Facebook in a group called The Unstoppables, and there's a lot of freebies when you get there. You can also go to her website, jmarceau.com.